Assistance Dogs Australia provides freedom and independence to people with disabilities. The organisation trains Labradors and Golden Retrievers to perform everyday tasks for people with disabilities like paraplegia, quadriplegia, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, developmental disabilities such as autism, and mental health disorders such as post-traumatic stress. Each assistant dog takes about 2 years to train, at a cost of around $30,000, and Assistance Dogs Australia receive no government funding whatsoever, relying on donations and philanthropy. So this is the really amazing bit. The dogs are placed free of charge to people who need them. Today we're speaking with Tara Ross, an Assistance Dogs Australia dog trainer and supervisor. I started by asking her to explain the types of activities Assistance Dogs can be trained to do and the types of support they can be trained to give.
There's a range of different things they can do, and it depends on what the client needs. So for a person with physical disabilities, the dogs can do things like they can open and close doors and cupboards, and they can pick up dropped items, which is a really, really big one, particularly picking up things like dropped wallets, dropped phones or dropped keys. They can also get up on a counter at the shops and hand over the client's wallet so they can help with paying and things like that. If the dog is placed with a child with autism, the dog can kind of sense or pick up on all the cues when the child's anxiety is rising, and they can interrupt that episode. So they can do one behaviour that we call visit, which is where they put their head on the child's lap, and it basically brings the child back into their body and can interrupt that episode. They also do that similar thing for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. So they'll again pick up on that rising anxiety and put their head on the person's lap.
Are there different types of assistance dogs, or are they all the same?
So we have a few different categories that we kind of put the dogs that we work with into. The main category is our service dogs. So they're the dogs that have full public access rights under the Guide, Hearing and Assistance Dogs Act in Queensland, which means that they can go into places that normal pet dogs can't go into. We also have our support dogs. So they're dogs that are placed in different institutions such as nursing homes or schools. So they're there basically to provide companionship but also confidence and a form of social connection for a lot of the people in those different institutions. And lastly, we'll have our companion dog. So that might be a dog that for whatever reason may not have been suitable to be placed as a full assistance dog that will go out into public areas, but they'll be suitable in the home to work with the individual.
And so what are the different programs that Assistance Dogs Australia runs?
Yep. So we've got the programs where the dogs are eventually placed. So, for example, we've got the general service dogs that are placed with people with a physical disability. We've also got our program, which is placing dogs with people with Alzheimer's. So that's focused on trying to keep the couple together, where there's one person in the couple with Alzheimer's and they can hopefully stay in the home longer, because the dog itself, if they're placed with that person, they can basically, again, those similar qualities where they bring the person back into their body and back into reality sometimes. So it means that the person without Alzheimer's can actually leave the house and, you know, go to the shops for 20 minutes without worrying about the other person that's left at home, because they know that the dog is there providing that companionship and emotional support. Those dogs in those programs can also do things such as remind the individual that they might need to take their medication or something like that. So we also have our PAWS programs, which is aimed at placing dogs with families where there's a child with autism.
I did see that there's pups in prison and justice pups. Like, what does a puppy have to do to get put in prison?
That's aimed at raising the dogs before they're actually suitable to then be placed with a person. So we've only got one prison operating at the moment around Australia, and that's out at Southern Queensland Correctional Centre out near Gatton. And the handlers that are in the prison there, some of them have been doing it for 4 or 5 years, and the level of training that they can do with these dogs is amazing.
Well, and that leads into another question. How are the puppies raised? Who can raise them? And I guess
kind of, could I raise one? Could anyone raise?
So that's something that we're always eager to hear about, people who are wanting to raise puppies. It sounds very cute and cuddly, but actually it's quite a difficult job. People who raise the puppies, they're volunteers, so they don't get paid to do this tremendous job, and they may have the puppy from 8 weeks of age up until about 18 months. So I always think about this role that they work so hard at doing it, and they have the pup from quite a young age, but that pup goes through their teenagehood, so the person who's raising the puppy has to handle being with a teenager, and then just as those hormones are beginning to settle and they start to mature, that's when the dog's ready for placement. So there's that hard aspect of raising a teenager, but obviously they also get this fantastic emotional bond in that time, so they have to say goodbye. Once they've done all this hard work and had all this good time with the puppy, they have to then let it go, but obviously they know it's going on to a better place. Whether or not you can volunteer to raise the puppy, it just depends on the individual's circumstances. So we're looking for people who have a lot of time, because these dogs need more training than your average pet dog. They need to be very, very well socially behaved, so that we could, for example, walk them in a shopping centre and the dog doesn't want to go into every food outlet that it possibly can. So the dog needs to be quite calm. And while that looks quite effortless when you might see a service dog out and about, it's months and months of consistent training that goes into it, and it's a lot of work from those puppy educators. So that's kind of, I guess, the main thing that we're looking for in a volunteer, is someone who has a lot of time and a lot of dedication and patience.
If people want to get in touch with you to donate, to give money, to maybe apply to train a dog if they've heard this and think that they really want to, How do people go about getting in touch?
Cool. The best way is to go to our website, which is www.assistancedogs.org.au. There's different links, so for donating, there's also another link if you want to volunteer that goes through the different volunteer roles and how to apply for that. And similar, if you would like to apply to have an assistance dog placed with you as a client, then there's also an application process on the website.
That was Tara Ross ending that report. For more information about Assistance Dogs Australia, or if you'd like to apply for a dog, go to www.assistancedogs.org.au or call 1800 688 364 or email info@assistancedogs.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.